This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Too much news to cover, folks. We're being bombarded. It's going to be a big week coming to keep us distracted. Distracted from the meaningful news. Distracted from all the scandals that are currently happening right in front of our eyes. But I'll tell you, this story that we found, and I'm going to be talking about mRNA because I had an interesting talk with a friend of mine. But this story it makes sense. I'm going to leave you to make the determination, but a journalist by the name of Ava Chen alleges that Fauci had an intimate relationship with a Chinese virologist who worked at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
It was a couple of days, maybe 3 days ago, I can't remember exactly the date, and that was absolutely intel. So that is, the Fauci. The infamous Fauci had a sexual relationship with the intimate relationship with the general director of Wuhan Virology of Institute, Wang Yanyi. There is 41 years age difference. So go digging them, go investing them in their relationship when they meet. Okay, check their emails, what they're talking about, check their transactions, and you will find out where the COVID 19, or we call CCP virus, can find. We hope you, if you're listening, calling your congressman, tuning to that show, follow us on NFSC Speaks.
Hey, Judicial Watch, is this thing on? You know, when there were people, Kevin, that we don't know, we can't validate that or what. So what? The left doesn't validate any news? And oh, by the way, is that a stretch? We'll get to that in just a bit. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Democrats have a track record of fraternizing with the enemy, of letting them have our secrets. Senator Dianne Feinstein's chauffeur eavesdropped on her secrets for decades as he hauled her rotund buttocks all around D.C. And what of the hard luck Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell? You know, that clown was overjoyed at finally dating someone other than his hand. He happily dropped trowel and also dropped America's secrets to a Chinese spy that he dated for quite some time. And perhaps the worst case of Chinesia, occurs with Hunter Biden. He admits to being in business with a Chinese spy. And adding insult to injury, Hunter hired a Chinese assistant, and I use my finger quotes, to do all of his work at the office. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. She had secretarial skills, but I'll leave that to you to decide. Anyway, who do you think set that deal up for Hunter to hire Kathy Hu? No, her name's Kathy Hu. I'm not asking you who. Who do you think set that deal up? You think it was by accident that Hunter Biden, whose family was getting paid by the Chinese, whose daddy had a think tank that the Chinese funded to the tune of millions of dollars, and I could go on. Do you think it was an accident that his assistant, who satisfied all of Hunter's needs, both personal and professional, do you think that it was just by happenstance that she sent in her resume on, resumes.com, and Hunter goes, oh, wow, she'd be cool? All you got to do, folks, is go back and figure out, well, when did you guys meet? Where did you meet? Look at the correspondence. You'll get your answers. So it's not a stretch at all, folks, for us to question if the Chinese induced Fauci to give money to the lab in exchange for, well, what we say in the vernacular is some strange. Would it surprise anybody that Fauci's using our money to finance his little dalliances. And nobody's wanting to talk about it. I'm going to tell you right now, Eva Chin, don't know anything about her. Not going to research it any further. But I'll put it out there. Because again, I'm not trying to be news. She's the one who made the comment. And I think there should be investigative reporters or somebody who will take a look at this stuff and determine, is it right? Or, you know, let's follow the money. That's what we're doing with Hunter Biden. Speaking of which, when you think about that, and we'll talk about this another day. So they've got the three Bidens that have been identified as receiving money, including Haley, who didn't know anything about any of the businesses, but she got $37,000 or so, $35,000, whatever it was. And there's still that quotation Biden. And I'm curious to see who that turns out to be. But oh, the possibilities, the irony of Fauci using our money to fund the Chinese and his little shenanigans, and then the Chinese sending our money back to the Bidens in order to get what they want. Just amazing. And when you do the math on any of this stuff, what was China looking to get out from us? Well, they could ruin our economy. It only cost us, what, $6 trillion? I don't know. We funded the Chinese releasing this virus into our system, and I don't know who's at fault here. I don't know that it's totally China's fault. That's why I go back to, who do you trust? If I ask the question, who do you trust? Do you trust our government to tell us the truth? Or do you think that the Chinese people trust their government more? I wonder who would win that battle, who would win that poll. I lived in China. I know a little bit about it. I don't think most. If you said, do you trust your government? I think the average Chinese would go yes. Partially out of fear. But also partially because they're detached. They're like, who cares? We just have to live life. They set the rules. We live our lives. With us? I think most of us get it and would go, no, I do not trust what this government says. I told you guys, I asked the question of who's more believable or who do you trust more, Putin or Biden? 94% of people said Putin over Biden. I buy that. Anyway, I don't know about Fauci, but I'll tell you this. He's probably had, I would check his travel manifest to China, and I would see how that relates to some of the other things that are going on. When we return, I want to talk about mRNA, because I don't know that there's going to be much we can do about it. I'd like to get your take. I talked to a few friends about it, so we'll see.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The president of Mexico last week... He slammed Biden. Oh, my gosh, man. What? Well, first of all, he slammed him over the Nord Stream 2 sabotage. But then he defended President Trump. With all due respect, President Trump, former president, is declaring that they are going to arrest him, I think today, for a matter, supposedly, as lawyers say, allegedly loving, that they are going to arrest him. If that were the case, then everyone I know, why not are we sucking our finger? Which is to say, well, I'm sorry, which is so that it does not appear on the ballot. I don't know what that part means, but he was speaking about this, and he was just chastising Biden for this childish thing they were trying to do to President Trump, which I talked in the first hour. Is he arrested? What, the Bragg update. What's Bragg? Where's he at? I crack up at the idea that they were so, the Democrats are at a level of desperation that they would bring this to the attention of anybody. Look, it would be one thing if you wanted to just keep it in your little enclave, what I call their circle of ignorance, their cocoon of ignorance. But when the Democrats let stuff like this leak out, and the world witnesses it and then begins to comment on it, and people like Chris Rock start making fun of it. And God forbid, late night comedic hacks like Colbert and others have to finally say, you know what? They got us. You know what the biggest issue right now on the left is? They don't want to tell us that we are right. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. They hate it. 844-551-8255. These people hate telling us that we are right. They hate having to admit that they are just as complicit in the lying, the cheating, and the skankery of the left. Just as complicit. See, they think, oh, well, we're woke and we're doing all these wonderful things. No, okay, let's say you are. Let's say you believe that. Do you believe your leaders are? After you've looked at everything that they've done, everything that we keep talking to you about, with no malicious intent, I don't know a conservative out there who's going, man, I don't even care. I don't even care if Donald Trump killed people. I don't care if Donald Trump lied. I don't care if Donald Trump, I don't care if Trump Jr. did this. And they always throw in Jared Kushner. The son-in-law. He's got a $2 billion deal with the Saudis. Look, I don't know if these people get it. There are people at high levels who negotiate $2 billion deals. It would be like somebody saying, Kevin Jackson, he negotiated a $40 million deal when he was in IT. You know, look at him, he's so crooked. Crooked? That's what you did. That's what I did. My job was to go get multi-million dollar contracts for infrastructure deals at companies. Some of my people, my family even may look at me like, look at him up there trying to be out Sadiddy with them big deals. You know he's crooked. Crooked for doing what? Your job? When they put a number on it, that's when you know something's up. If they said Jared Kushner negotiating a deal with the Saudis, okay, let's go there. But Jared Kushner negotiating a billion dollar deal with the Saudi, $2 billion deal with the Saudi. Why'd you put a number on it? See, they can't just say doing a deal with the Saudis, because what? People aren't supposed to do deals with the Saudis. Are we supposed to do deals with the Russians? Simple question. I know Putin bad, Russia bad, communism bad, even though they broke up and now they're trying to become whatever. Are we supposed to do business with the Russians? Should we be buying their wheat? Should we buy their oil? Who does business with the Russians? I don't want to call Rich Shatner on you, but who does business with the Russians? Everybody in the world. So how are they bad? It's a country trying to sell its wares to other countries. Sure, there's use internal. But it's a global market. So if somebody said, wow, Kevin, you did business with the Russians, am I supposed to be guilty just because of that or what? Anyway, Biden did an act of war against Russia. It's clear now. We intentionally destroyed the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. You know why Biden did it? Because Putin's supposed to be a bad guy. That's what
he's a bad guy, Kevin. No, don't you try to paint him any other way. And God forbid you run a poll that says, who do you trust more, Putin or Biden?
And you find out that 94.6% of the Americans that responded to the poll trust Putin more than they trust Biden. You're not supposed to know that. You're certainly not supposed to say it. But this is the type of stuff that we're trained to think. And I'm telling you this because I want you to understand what the media tries to do. They want to manipulate us into believing,
well, how could you do business with Russia? Jared Kushner's doing business with Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia's got a whole new golf tour. Let me ask you, do all those golfers that went to play on the LIV tour, are they mean? Are they bad guys now? Are they guilty by association? Because remember, the Saudi crown prince killed Khashoggi.
Oh, yeah. He killed a journalist.
What did Biden kill? Who did Biden kill? Who did Fauci kill? How many people did they? How many people did Cuomo kill? You want to talk to me about murderers? I'll give you some murderers. Video clips posted by former reporter Jose Diez Briseño. New, angry at U.S. criticism of human rights in Mexico, AMLO comes out in defense of Trump, assuring that his arrest would be a move to prevent him from running in 2024. The world knows what's happening here, folks. And let me tell you, the Democrats did Trump the biggest favor they could do for his 2024 attempt or bid for re-election. They did him the biggest favor. They sucked everybody, including DeSantis, out of the media cycle. DeSantis tried to, you know, comment, whistle some quips in here and there, but they put steroids in Trump. Not that he was on life support or death support, whichever way. They put steroids in this man. You know what I'd like to know, if anybody wants to call? Were you starting to soften a little bit on Donald Trump, and then suddenly when this occurred, you went, you know what? I'm in his corner again. If there's anybody like that, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a note, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, 844-551-8255. I'd be very curious. And then they say, here's where I kind of put it all together and say it's not just about Trump, about this situation and empowering Trump. Biden's in trouble for a lot of reasons. And now it's manifesting itself in he's not happy with Kamala Harris. This is what they wrote. Two former White House officials said President Biden is frustrated with Kamala Harris' performance, even if he remains committed to keeping her as a running mate. The 80-year-old Biden, who has gone out of his way to praise Harris in recent public remarks, reportedly has griped about his number two's reluctance to take on risky assignments. I don't know if you saw, but Elizabeth Warren had to make good with Kamala Harris because they've all been critical of her. And Joe Biden's no different. They said a point of tension in their relationship is that I don't think the president sees her as somebody who takes anything off his plate. Well, there's a lot of crow on that plate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Authorities in southeast Missouri's Bollinger County now say at least five people were killed by what's called a significant tornado early this morning. This man in the twister's path was way up too close and personal.
Oh, yeah, you definitely had the adrenaline. Like I said, I wouldn't say there's a whole lot of thinking involved. It's really just trying to take cover, trying to protect, and then just... after that, just, you know, dealing with everything else that's going on. But we were very fortunate.
For the second time in 2 days, a firefighter has died in Chicago. A lieutenant was in a downtown high-rise apartment building when he was fatally injured today. Yesterday, a Chicago firefighter died in a blaze on the city's south side. Brace yourself for another round of gas price hikes, thanks to Saudi Arabia cutting production. The price-spotting website GasBuddy predicts 10 to 20 cent a gallon increases in the coming days. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Go to the dollar store, and everything is now $1.25.
Not a joke, fact.
Yes, Joe. Not a joke, fact. And while I know there's shrinkage to sell things for a buck, it's true. When you go to the dollar store, you know, you look at it and, you know, you see a package of chips and it's usually, you know, $2 at the grocery store. It'll be about 3/4 the size, but it's a buck. But it's a good value. I've been at a dollar store. I have no shame. I went to Goodwill last night. My son wanted to go look for, kids buy their clothes there. I don't get it, but they do. So he goes, hey, Dad, can we stop by Goodwill? Sure. But anyway, dollar store. I shop there. I'm a frequent shopper. And everything has been remarked. The packages are now $1.25. I don't know what inflation is, as Biden reports it, but at the dollar store, it's 25%. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But here's the other thing. Not only at the dollar store did that inflation hit the $1.25, the packages got smaller. I'll use an example. A dollar of M&Ms might get you 15 candies at the dollar store. Just using that as an example. Now you would get about 7, maybe 8. So not only is it now $1.25, they shaved it by 40-50%. I'm just telling you, I've noticed this. You notice this stuff when your dollar isn't going as far. But the thing that cracked me up the most was all their packaging has been marked up. I told you about my corn chips I used to buy. $2.29 they bragged. $2.29. $2.29 they put it right on the bag as if they were saying, you know what? Everybody else is ripping you off. So now it went to $2.49. Then you know what they finally did? They took the price off. They're like Frito-Lay. Oh, we ain't going to tell you what these Doritos cost. You got to go up to the checkout counter and get it. Or, you know, the price will be on the marquee, but not on the chips. Oh, no. But the dollar store is putting $1.25 on its packaging. I'm not kidding, folks. Go to the dollar store. You'll verify this. Anyway, the New York Post is talking about inflation, and the article was titled, Hot Dog Prices in Bodegas Hit by Inflation. And this guy, they were talking about this guy, he says he now sells pretzels for $5 instead of $3. Okay, I'm just getting started here. $5 instead of $3. So he's gone up $2 on pretzels. Have you done the math already? That's a 40% increase on pretzels. Using the $5 as the mark. If you use the $3 as a mark, it's a substantially higher. It's a over, what is it? it's a 67% increase if you use $3 as the mark. Here's the next one. He charges $1.75 for coffee. He used to charge $1.25. It's gone up 50 cents on $1.25. Now, 50 cents on $1.75, you can do the math on that. 28% increase if it's $1.75. 40% increase at $1.25. That's what inflation numbers are they giving you? You ready? The Akil Deli in Brooklyn's Brownsville neighborhood was forced to hike the price of deli sandwiches from $7 to $8 2 weeks ago. Now, buck on $7, 14%. Enraging some shoppers, said manager Ali Mohammed. One customer got so mad about forking over the extra buck, she chucked a honey-glazed turkey sandwich at Muhammad's face, he recounted. They say everything costs too much, so they must grab it and won't pay for it. It's all because of inflation. I always have problems when prices go up. So he's having serious problems right now. Then the article continues. I want to cover this because I think that you have to understand, people are not happy with Joe Biden.
Not a joke.
Before we even get to that, let me just give you the numbers.
New polling shows approval ratings are on the decline for President Biden and Vice President Harris ahead of a potential 2024 run. Just 36% of voters say they approve of Harris, while Biden's approval rating drops to 41%. Even residents in the president's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, are having their doubts about Biden serving another 4 years. One local saying, quote, "I think it's kind of what he's supposed to do, run again, right? That's really what he's supposed to do. Is there a president that didn't go for a second run at all? But who else is there? We need someone fresh."
You're like me. When you hear numbers about Biden's approval and they're not, you got to ask yourself, what lunatic is approving these numbers, is approving of this guy? God, it's insane. Anyway, I want to go continue on here. So the guy goes on in this article. This is in the New York Post. He says, "Inflation took a cost-crunching bite out of ingredients in the turkey, roast beef, pastrami, and chopped cheese sandwiches at the shop." He says, "Prices are fluctuating wildly." Get this one. And again, I'm not keeping up with this. I only can tell you what I find when I'm at some stupid, you know, going to buy something. I'm like, what? It costs what for this? I'm shocked. Anyway, he goes on. He says, "Lettuce went up from $20 a case to $110 a case." That's outrageous. Now, do you want to do the math on that? That's a 550% increase in the cost of lettuce. I mean, I buy these little deli salads. They're already pre-made. And you would get $3 for $10, which is still kind of expensive because $3.30. But they're convenient. They're already in the bowl. They got the fork. They got the little, you know, salad dressing already built in. So they're convenient. And you buy them. It's $3 for $10. Okay, fine. Then they went to $3 for $11. I'm talking about in a period of about a month. $3 for $11, $3 for $12. So now they're $4 a piece. Now they're at a price where I'm going, shoot, I think I can make my own salad for less than that, right? Because the convenience factor doesn't even matter anymore. And now they're $4.38 each. Now you go, oh, Kevin, they only went up another 38 cents. No, they went up from being $3.30-something a piece to being now $4.30-something a piece. They've gone up a complete buck. Well, what's the inflation rate when something used to cost $3.30-something and you've added a dollar? It's well over 25%. I mean, I'm doing the math in my head here, but that's a ton. Price is fluctuating wildly. $20 a case for lettuce to $110 a case. I know why my salad went up that high. And the guy goes on, in Harlem, the deli grocery on West 136. And don't let this go unnoticed on you, folks. This is in New York, where they wanted to try Trump for, you know, being for potentially paying, quote, hush money to a skankity skank skank. And You know what the DA's internal office is going? You know what? We might not want to touch this right now. We got too many other problems. We have people that don't like Joe Biden. We have people that don't like Alvin Bragg. See, that's what they're not telling you. These inflation numbers are saying something more than just, oh, look at the price of stuff. It's going, I don't like what's going on here. Do I need to explain to you that the New York mayor, New York City mayor, is saying, look, we got to get a hold of this crime thing. I don't want any more illegals in my city. It costs us too much money, and on and on. Look at what's happening on our side of things. I absolutely love it. The guy goes on about this. This is a deli in Harlem. The deli grocery on West 136th Street and Amsterdam Avenue raised the price of a BEC. I don't even know what that is. From $4.75 to $5 six weeks ago. Oh, bacon, egg, and something sandwich, I guess. Soaring eggs, said the bodega manager. The price of everything is going up like crazy, Ali said. At the beginning of the year, a case of eggs was $27. It's gone up to $158. Wow. That is more than a 500% increase in the cost of eggs. Other shops hike prices on everything from milk to chips and toilet paper. Hey, do I need to remind you folks that when you're just out there making a living, the bodega is the closest thing to you. That's your grocery store. We don't have that problem here in Phoenix. You can go to Fry's and Safeway and Kroger and whatever. You know, there's multiple choices. Bash's, they just got bought. There's really only two choices. But there's two competing grocery store chains here in the Phoenix area. There's probably more than that, but where I live, there's two. And, you know, I bounce back and forth depending on the specials, you know. But in a bodega, which is the neighborhood's grocery store, who's already working on, you know, these people aren't buying in bulk and giving you the discount. They're already at a disadvantage, and you're crushing these people with crazy prices.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4748. 4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And I'm just sick of seeing him. I know he says he's going to retire. Someone needs to grab that little elf and chuck him across the
floor. That was Ron DeSantis talking about Fauci. Grab that little, what do you call him, little elf? I call him a leprechaun, but either way, works either way. But I've been meaning to talk about this for a while. Fauci and these people decide they were going to go and visit people's houses and talk about the vaccine effectiveness. And I don't know who decided to do this little stage thing, but I think that there are far too many leftists who believe that black people are monolithic, and they can say and do whatever they want to us, and they target these neighborhoods of color, and specifically poorer neighborhoods, thinking, ah, these silly Negroes will just go along. And as I tell people on this show all the time, there are a lot more blacks who think like I do than you want to, than they make you believe. The majority of blacks in this country look at what's going on with Michael Brown Jr. and these other people, and they shake their heads. They go, I want nothing to do with that. They don't want police defunded. They want no part of that. So, you know, it's not a surprise to me at all when we're having these discussions and people are like, well, Kevin, blacks don't vote Democrat. And I go, they're not voting Democrat as much as you think. The media wants you to believe that blacks vote Democrat as they steal black people's votes. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We got to play this clip. You've probably seen it, but it is so worth just having a discussion about. And I'm going to tell you, I wish they would do more of this, because I think if they told you the real... I'm actually very surprised that video got out of what you're about to hear in audio. I'm actually very surprised, because typically the left will not let something like this get out. But we're going to... Well, as we play this, I'm not going to comment on it during, you know, while it's playing. I want you to hear it. But we're going to definitely dissect it, and we may play it again, and I comment as it goes along, because I want you to know what was happening. And it's nuanced. You got to listen a little closely, because people are kind of talking at the same time. But you'll get it.
People in America are not settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot on a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot in miraculous time. It takes years to create vaccinations.
Well, it used to take years.
Okay,
you know how many years we're invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to do it.
20 years is not enough. And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if a lot of thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to percolate in this country and in this world.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's much more serious
than the flu. Though.
Well, the flu kills a lot of people annually, too.
You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20 to 30,000. You know how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000 Americans.
The number that you all given that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
You going to pass?
Yeah, definitely. Because when you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, there's something else going on with that.
Something else going on. You're right. But I'm glad millions of people like me and most everybody here didn't get an incentive. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city. Well, I won't keep you anymore.
It's okay, because my incentive, y'all, campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is. It's a fear. It's fear, this pandemic. That's all it is.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I got to tell you, I love this dude. I love this dude. He is so informed. It takes him by surprise. He says, you created a shot in a miraculous amount of time. What used to take years, what used to take years, how many years, you know, we invested in this? 20 years of science, Fauci says, and the guy says, 9 months is not enough. He knows Fauci's lying. He goes, 9 months is not enough. They didn't expect this dude to be knowledgeable. Look, here's what I'm telling you. Pay attention, white folks. When stuff leaks out, when you wonder if the things that we talk about, the things that we do as conservative pundits, and particularly black ones, if you wonder if it gets out, I give you this brother right here. The lady goes, the only reason I'm talking to you is I'm vaccinated. I'm surprised he didn't say, your vaccination is of no consequence. Not only does that not protect me, it doesn't protect you. You can still get sick and you can still spread germ. He didn't even get into that, but I bet he knew. I bet that brother was, he was like loaded for bear. Wow, I got to tell you, and it isn't me going, well, I expected black people to be stupid. I didn't expect that. I just did. I expected him to go back to the Tuskegee experiment where black folks were given, black men were given syphilis and allowed to die. I expected some of that. I expected him to have some knowledge of, you know, why would I trust the government? But to break it down and go, and when she says, you will let this vaccine continue to percolate. And he says, what, like the common flu? He knew. And then Fauci, the flu numbers versus the COVID numbers. The COVID has killed over 600,000 Americans. Well, I don't know when this video was made. I get the impression it wasn't that long ago. But it could have been, you know, early on when they were still selling the numbers. And let me tell you, first of all, he's right about the flu. I don't know if you caught where Fauci was when he was talking about the flu, but he said something about, well, there was no flu last year or whatever. And the guy goes, yeah, because the numbers are fake. When Fauci tried to give the flu numbers versus the COVID, and he goes, yeah. He goes, well, yeah, let's talk about those numbers. Because he knew what I've been saying on this show, what I've been saying when all these people were writing to me, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation. And I knew I was right. I didn't beat them up too bad. They deserve to be. But I just said, why is it that I got to prove my numbers when I can look at the proof of your numbers and know you're lying? I know when somebody died in a car wreck and you tell me they died of Wu flu, I know you are a liar. How many of those cases? This brother knew. And Spanish flu killed a ton of people. There was no quarantines and lockdowns. Some of these other flu were just as bad as COVID when you get the real numbers. And these people didn't shut this country down over those flus. And I don't even need to go into the proof of it. I'm just glad this brother was like, y'all are clocked. I saw y'all when you were walking up. Flu numbers versus COVID. Well, ask yourself, how is it that miraculously the flu that kills between 20 to 50,000 people a year didn't kill over 5,000 people in the year of COVID? I don't believe, the 5,000 is being generous. I don't think it killed 2,000. The common cold kills 4,500 people a year. That's documented. It didn't kill a soul in the year of COVID. So I can account for somewhere between, say, 25 to 55,000 potential flu deaths that didn't get caught, that didn't get credited to the flu. Well, did that go in that COVID number? Let me ask you this, folks. What do you think is the real COVID number? Honestly. Then the guy says, and then the girl goes, you gonna pass? He goes, yeah. He says, and then he thinks of another point. He goes, when you got to pay people to get vaccinated, it's something wrong. And the lady goes, it is something wrong with that. You're right. And then she's like, well, we just gonna leave. And she walks off from his porch. And he says that their incentive was protecting your health is what she tried to say. And he says, no, as they're walking away, he says, you attack people with fear. That had to just absolutely be a dagger in their backs. I love this dude because he proves to me that our message resonates, that the lamestream media is not as popular as they think.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.